Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Oasis Forum has postponed the peaceful protest march against Constitution Amendment Bill 7 of 2025, which was scheduled to take place on 28 November 2025, following advice from the Zambia Police Service. Association Chairperson Beauty Katebe stated that although all formal requirements for the march had been fulfilled, the postponement will create room for constructive dialogue. Ms. Katebe revealed that a meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema has since been arranged and will be held at State House on Friday, 28 November 2025. She also disclosed that instead of the march, the forum will hold intercession prayers at Pope Square in Lusaka, Cathedral of the Child Jesus, on the same date. The public is advised to dress in black and all are invited to join the service at 8:30 hours, said Ms. Katebe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. The Oasis Forum, comprising CCZ, EFZ, LAS, NGOCC and ZCCB, affirmed its continued commitment to promoting constitutionalism, the rule of law and good governance for the betterment of Zambia. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAS, has expressed concern with the worsening state of several major bus stations in Lusaka, including Kulima Tower, City Market and Lumumba. CRAS President Aaron Kamuti noted that commuters have year after year been subjected to poor conditions in the said bus stations, especially during the rain season. Mr. Kamuti said most of these stations either lack adequate shelters or have none at all, forcing commuters to stand in the open while waiting for transport. He described the situation as not only undignified but also a serious health and safety risk. Poor sanitation facilities, blocked or insufficient drainage systems and severely damaged surfaces create an unsafe and unhygienic environment for the millions of Zambians who depend on public transport daily, said Mr. Kamuti in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He has since called on the Lusaka City Council, LCC, relevant government agencies and transport associations to prioritize the rehabilitation and upgrading of these critical public spaces, emphasizing that commuters deserve clean, safe and weatherproof stations that uphold their rights and dignity. Mr. Kamuti further urged authorities to enforce maintenance standards and ensure that bus station revenues are reinvested into improving infrastructure and services. Economist Esther Banda has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's call for commercial banks to lower interest rates as part of measures aimed at making credit more accessible and affordable for citizens. Yesterday, during his address to the nation, the head of state called on commercial banks to lower their interest rates in a bid to allow small business access financing. Speaking in an interview with RTV News, Ms. Banda said reducing lending rates would enable businesses to borrow at a lower cost, allowing individuals and entrepreneurs to access capital for productive ventures. She explained that lower interest rates have the potential to stimulate growth in the private sector, particularly among micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, which form the backbone of the country's economy. If consumers pay less in interest on their loans, their monthly repayments decrease, reducing financial stress and giving them more flexibility in their budget allocation, said Ms. Banda. However, Ms. Banda cautioned that reducing interest rates may also present challenges, particularly in an economy exposed to external shocks such as fluctuations in global commodity prices. She noted that such vulnerabilities could trigger financial instability if not carefully managed.
We also look at the fact that it is going to boost consumer spending. So for households with lower incomes, if these households are able to access cheaper credits, for example, lower interest rates, it means, for instance, personal loans, business loans, or even mortgages, it means the businesses are able to also borrow at a lower interest rate. This could free up cash in the system. It also reduce debt servicing burdens and could also allow people to borrow for productive use.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Simkamba has expressed doubt with President Hakainde Hichilema's announcement that each constituency must invest in a minimum of 2 megawatts of local energy generation, arguing that the proposal is unrealistic. Yesterday, President Hichilema stated that constituencies would now be required to develop at least 2 megawatts of energy generation capacity as part of efforts to ease the national power deficit. However, speaking in an interview with RTV News in Osaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said the initiative is unattainable because it is not supported by any policy framework and no funds were allocated for it in the 2026 national budget. It is impossible for this project to be implemented when no funds have been allocated to it, said Mr. Sinkamba. He questioned how government intends to operationalize the project without designated resources and warned that it risks becoming another unimplemented presidential pronouncement. Mr. Sinkamba further advised the president to refrain from making announcements that are not backed by policy documents or budgetary support, stating that such declarations often remain unfulfilled. He further urged government through ZESCO administration that power would have been sufficient to sustain the country if exports had not continued.
He promised heaven on earth in terms of investment in the renewable energy sector. Where is it? Nothing to write home about. So really for us, we are not moved by that story because it is not backed by anything. The best that they need to do is to make sure that they don't just make pronouncements that are not backed by any requirement. The stories that are not backed by any policy position and which are not backed by the budget system of the country.
We now join Chela Silwamba on the latest with the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to listen on your number one radio station midweek update for you last Wednesday in the month of November. Currencies trade up where the kwacha could be strong, and it is strong. I think I've been getting that. It's 22.93. That's where I'll say margins are for selling in and buying as low as 22.54. Vis-a-vis on the hand side, I think Stanbic Bank, though they're buying at 22.65, they're selling at 23.1. I think that is the highest on the market. Otherwise, everybody's at the 23 and below 23. And on the international market, 1.31 is the pound, 1.15, that is the euro. You're going to Australia down 9.64, all dollar oil stronger than the US dollar, 3.07, a strong Chinese one popping up, 156.48 in case you're driving any Japanese car on the road, 87.28, that is Indian rupee losing some ground. Usually 21.88588 is going to 89.27. You're getting more on the Indian rupee. You're getting $3. 20.15 is strong. South African rand. I think for the entire year, I would say South African rand doing very well. Now, commodity side, I've never seen this price. Copper gauges are above 11,000. That's 11,007. 11,007.5. That is a ton, 14.4870 an ounce. A ton that is nickel, 4162.61. That's gold lovers an ounce. I'm looking at soybeans on $11.28 a ton. 438.25 corn, 537.75. I'm looking at wheat, just in case you have bread for breakfast, and 5219. In case you're going to buy some chocolate, that's in Cocoa International Market. And I'm looking at Brent crude. If you're driving at 62.16, I barrel 57.92. Just in case you're going to be flying out. That is a barrel as an hour. On the stock markets, I've seen 9631.00 live for you. Bloomberg, that is a FTSE 100. 47290 Dow Jones. And the Osaka Stock Exchange on the live bid from yesterday's trades, 25384. And I've seen Airtel shares vis-a-vis. It was a quiet market from what you usually pick out of the Osaka Stock Exchange. So all in all, it's a strong quarter. TBU's application underway tomorrow. I've seen the application from Bank of Zambia on their sites already and the papers. They're looking for almost 3 billion kwacha, vis-a-vis 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year. You can participate as well. Enjoy your entire lunch as the kwacha just does a reverse strong below 23, the highest 23.10 Zanaco, Stanbic Bank, by the giants, big and strong Zanaco on a 22.93. It's bye-bye.
In African news, the country's president has said a group of 24 Nigerian girls who were abducted from their boarding school over a week ago have been released. Armed assailants stormed Nigeria's Kebbi State on 17 November, killing 2 members of staff and abducting about 25 students. 2 were able to escape soon after. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu praised security forces for their swift response to the incident, although the circumstances of the girls' release remained unclear. Africa's most populous nation has suffered a spate of abductions in recent years, with more than 250 children abducted from a Catholic school last Friday still missing. Coming up shortly, once in 300 years, rain hits Thai city as floods ravage Southeast Asia. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say,